Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Negan is here, too. Bob's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He and his lovely wife, Susan, founded the company Whiz Bang Training after a long career in retail. And this guy is, he's our retail guru, because anybody who can sell kites, anybody who can make a living selling kites 12 months out of the year is my hero. Bob Negan and his wife, Susan, are the authors of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back on the show. You know, I'm thinking, looking at your, at the title of your book, In the Internet Age, you know, when you first started in retail, you probably weren't thinking too much about the internet, were you? Things were different in those days, weren't they?
There was no such thing.
You know,
there was no such thing. So no, you know, and even that title has sort of changed. It could be in the social media age now, or the
right.
Age of the connected customer.
Right. Right, exactly. It's just interesting to see how things have changed so much over the last 20 years. If you go back and watch movies that were 20 years old, look at how different the behavior is for people living their lives as you watch them in those movies, and you know, in modern type movies, compared to how what they would be doing if they were making that movie today. It's amazing how things have changed in 20 years, and absolutely the way the customer has changed.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. You know, so as we were talking about before we came on here, you know, on our Facebook page, there was a long thread, and a lot of people got involved, and this is why I thought it would be a good conversation for us today. You know, in the upstart for all of your listeners is, I see a real problem that merchants, retailers, but service people also, everybody, that they're more concerned, you know, with getting the money from the individual transaction than they are building the relationship and understanding that the money comes from, you know, not just the one transaction, but years worth of transactions. And, you know, and it's just very ingrained in some people. Well, they gave me my money, and it was clearly stated on the receipt that, and so I shouldn't have to give them their money back.
It's our policy. It's our policy to do this or to not do that. And that's very transactional thinking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, we regularly have this conversation with clients: is don't let a problem, don't let an incident, force you to create a customer unfriendly problem. Policy. And it happens all the time. So somebody comes in and returns something that's been abused. Well, then we got another policy. We have to deal with that.
Right.
And so they create another customer-friendly policy. So if it's a real problem, if you really have people bouncing checks a couple times a day and it's really costing you money, well, create some sort of policy. But if you get one check bounced every 3 months, don't put a giant sign up on your counter saying, if you bounce a check, you know, I'm going to hold you to the end of the earth and collect
right.
my $35.
Right.
And I just think it's you know, that it's something that needs to be talked about. That, look, folks, it's all about value of the transaction cannot exceed the value of the lifetime value of a customer. Make them happy. Keep them as your customers. Get them back in again. I mean, you would agree with that, wouldn't you, Jim?
Well, absolutely. I was just sitting here thinking, I should say standing here. I never sit when I'm doing my show. I'm just standing here thinking, Bob, that here's a good rule of thumb. If you feel you must have a policy, make it an internal policy. Never let your customers know you ever have a policy. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great call. I think that's an absolutely great call. I think that's exactly right. And certainly, if it's unfriendly, don't post it at the counter where it's the last thing your customer
right.
sees.
Right.
So I've had, hopefully I've had a beautiful experience in your business or with, you know, with your company. And I come up to the counter and I'm feeling great, you know, really, you know, feeling good about what's happened. And then there's a sign saying, if you bounce a check, it's going to cost you $35.
Right. So and
it sort of sucks the love out of everything.
But how about this? Let's go ahead and say that they can have a policy for customers.
Yep.
And so here's your policy. Our policy is to make you happy. How can we do that?
That's exactly right.
Let's post that one. I keep remembering the building that I spent 7 years in decades ago. When you walked in any of the doors from the outside, there was a glass transom over the door, and printed on that glass transom were these words: "Satisfaction guaranteed, or your money back."
Yep.
That was Sears, folks. And I don't know. I don't even know if Sears still has that or not. But I'll never forget. I was talking to. I had a difficult customer once. I was a division manager, and the store manager and I were talking about it. He said, "Jim," he said, "you see that sign over the door?" He said, "That's my prime directive." He said, "When you deal with customers, get them to, you know, whatever you can get them to agree to as a settlement, do it, because when they get to me, I'm going to do what that sign says."
That's exactly right. You know, when I teach customer service, and I learned this from my days of selling yo-yos. I don't know if you know this, Jim, but in 1999, my company sold $2 million worth of yo-yo itself.
You know, I told them about the kites. I forgot to tell them about the yo-yos.
Right.
Because then I would have been compelled to make a yo-yo joke, and I didn't want to do that. So.
And we sold them one at a time, too.
Wow.
But, you know, the thing that we taught people is, you know, don't just look at the customer and say, what do you want us to do? If they weren't happy, we found that it just made life so much better that the customer was so grateful to be in charge of the process and in charge of, you know, what was going to come from the conversation. And, you know, I mean, we saved customers that way, because when a customer is complaining, by the time they work up the steam to come into your store or into your business,
right,
or pick up the phone to complain,
right,
they're loaded for bear. And if you disarm them and just say, we'll make it right by you, they respond.
Absolutely. So, folks, here's the bottom line. Only have one policy when it comes to customers. What would you like, sir? How quickly can I do that for you? Bob Negan is our guest. His book is called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. He and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love. And here I...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.